Coast 93.1, and I specifically put this segment at a time when I knew Tim would already be settled into his job at the school, and I would not be listening to our show anymore.
You know there's a podcast thing.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Oh, okay, this is not another podcast. This does not get podcasted, okay?
Uh-oh.
The topic is, he leaves his blank everywhere, and it drives me nuts.
Ugh.
Fill in the blank.
Everything.
Go to Coast 93.1 on Facebook or call 79COAST, 792-6278. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. It's his contacts. I cannot tell you how many times I look down at the ground or on the counter.
After he takes them out of his eye?
In the case or out of the case?
When he wears the dailies.
Yeah.
So he pops them out of his eyes.
And then just...
But sometimes he'll just toss them on the ground.
Well, Rachel does the same thing.
Really?
Yes. They're on the carpet. I find them on the bathroom floor.
Yes.
They're on the toilet seat.
Oh my God.
What the heck?
You guys.
Yes. Oh my God.
This is so disgusting.
And what's so funny is Tim is very neat. He's all about keeping clean. I mean, he can go through the house and all of a sudden everything's in order. I'm like, you're magic.
Right.
Yeah. How did you do that? And yet, the contacts and the towels, that's another separate thing.
Oh, the towels.
I actually kind of bonded with his ex, the kid's mom, over this. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, the towels. And I said, yes, the towels.
Yes.
And we had a moment where we were like, oh my God, yes.
Right.
He gets out of the shower and all of a sudden the towel just ends up somewhere. So that, and I'm like, you could use that again. That doesn't need
exactly.
to go.
Exactly.
Hang it up.
Yeah.
But so it dries.
So I've learned to hang it up and fold it back so it looks like it's
new. I was yelling at Jay, not Tim, when I said that. Sorry, Tim.
Oh.
That was my yell at Jay. I was yelling at Jay. I would never yell at you.
Isn't that funny? So but wait, with the contacts, so Rachel
it's
does
gross.
That too.
Ew,
same
guys.
Thing.
Yeah.
They never end up in the garbage can. And
Why not?
I don't think you're supposed to flush them down the toilet because it's like, you know, it doesn't,
it's
not biodegradable, you know, and it can
get
into the water. But I'm sure most people just chuck them into the toilet.
Or the sink.
And flush them.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But they never end up where they're supposed to end up.
Well, there's a trash.
I can't imagine walking and being like, flick,
it's
there's
gross.
My eye. What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just count. 1, 2, 3 trash cans in a 1,200 square foot place. You're never, never more than 15 feet away from a trash can.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is gross.
And it just ends up, so then he takes them out and they're moist, right?
Mm.
Sorry, it's the only word. Tosses it on throws them, because he'll be like, oh, I got to take my contacts out. And it's like he leans up in bed and then just wings them somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they stick to the ground
and then they
dry and then they're stuck.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It drives me crazy. But it's one of those things that I find it kind of funny because it's just he's so organized and together otherwise.
It's his one
It'll
thing.
Start to annoy you real soon.
Yeah.
Well, I give it another 4 months because you guys are on fast. You're on this extra fast pace. You know, honeymoon will be over in another
Ooh.
Couple weeks. And then you're going to, those things are going to start, to rub you the wrong way. And then you'll start doing stuff on purpose.
To do it.
You know what? I already
He'll leave him in a little line for you to go to the bathroom at night and be like, whoops.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Or I'm going to start putting him in his water bottle in the morning.
Oh, there you go.
What then
there
happens? Then you can drink it.
You know what I already do with the towels? Sometimes if he just leaves the towel somewhere, I'll make sure that I shower and then take the one towel that's left.
Yeah.
And just to be like, well, where is your towel?
Yep.
Oh,
I must have left it over.
Yeah.
Then you gotta
scamper
across the room to go get it.
Yeah.
No,
but then he gets water all over the bathroom floor, which is another thing.
Man, this guy. How do you live with him?
I can't believe
this is crazy, Tim.
See, you understand?
Get it together.
Two different people.
Have some respect for your roommates, your loved ones. It's out of control.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page, your partner leaves what everywhere that drives you nuts? Teresa says socks everywhere.
Oh, Jay leaves his socks.
Well, I reuse my socks, so they're on the ground.
You're gross and shouldn't keep repeating
this
stuff.
Oh, my God.
Stuff.
Come on.
My friend John,
a sock.
My friend John just texted me. He was like, you are making fun of people with disabilities. We cannot see the trash cans when we take our contacts out.
Oh,
good one.
Boy.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
touché.
Boy.
Touché, John. hair everywhere. Hannah says my hair's everywhere.
Oh yeah, Jay hates that. My hair's everywhere.
Oh my God, I can't even read this. This is disgusting.
Oh.
This is disgusting.
Wait.
Q-tips?
No. Natasha says my ex-husband would use chewing tobacco.
Oh no, you can't read it. Don't read it.
And
stop.
leave the globs of chewing tobacco all around the house.
That doesn't bother me.
What?
What?
Nah, chewing tobacco smells really good to me.
Not when it's been
chewed. People who reuse their socks think
that. Fine.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
I don't mind the smell of tobacco juice.
Oh, stop calling it juice.
That's what it is.
That's disgusting.
That's what it is.
Okay, look, I'm scarred. When I was a kid, my dad, you know, he was, people who know that he died of an overdose. He was an addict. He was always addicted to something. And sometimes it was more harmful than less, you know. And he would smoke, and then he tried to quit smoking, so instead he'd do chewing tobacco. Like, okay.
Probably worse.
Probably.
I mean, who knows?
So he would do it, and he would have, like, his whole bottom lip would be all up,
yep.
And he'd spit into, like, whatever can was around, or, like, an empty bottle, or, like, a water bottle or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what? You want to know what tastes like when you take a sip of it, thinking that it's your drink?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You thought it was Coca-Cola,
and
it wasn't?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You thought it was your Diet Coke?
Yeah. Guess what? Never, never again will I ever enable a chewing tobacco person.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I literally just had this conversation with Jay like last week about three things that drive me crazy about him. One, he leaves his trash next to the trash can on the counter instead of just putting it in the trash. Two, he pees, and while he pees, he flushes while he pees.
Oh, that's annoying.
He'll leave some pee in the toilet.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why do people do that?
I don't know what's with that.
And then the third, he leaves this little swinging door open in our bedroom when he gets his blankie, I said it, Jay. And leaves it open, so I'm going to smash into it every morning.
What is this blankie thing all about?
Jay has a blankie.
Pause! Pause! Todd has to go on TV in a second.
I got time.
I have to play
I'll
a song.
It.
No, I have to play Todd's like, Lee can read the weather.
Jay has a blankie.
No, I'm going to play a song. No, hold on. I'm going to play a song, and that'll give Todd a chance to do his TV thing. And then we're going to learn about Jay's blankie. And Jay, I love you, and I'm so sorry to do this to you. But your loudmouth wife over here just dropped something that we cannot leave on the floor like you leave the trash next to the trash can.
Ugh.
Okay, we got to pick this up and run with it.
Oh my gosh.
Drives me crazy.
Okay, hold on.
There's gonna be a reason for this. I got a feeling it's not like a security thing or anything like that.
There's guy
he is. He's a perfect individual.
I know. Todd is in love with Jay.
I love him.
I love
but this might be a problem.
Yeah, no, we need to learn about Jay's blankie next. First, Todd's got your News Center main forecast.
All right, mostly cloudy today. Chance for a shower. Muggy and mild. High temperature 72. Tomorrow we turn partly sunny in the afternoon. High 75. And then finally some soaking rain Wednesday.
Okay, go do your TV thing and then come back to your little radio microphone and we got to
get to the bottom of
discuss coming up.